For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The nation has said its goodbyes to former President George H.W. Bush at a state funeral in Washington. He was eulogized by his son, former President George W. Bush.
Through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
The casket is now back in Texas at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. He will lay in repose overnight as citizens come to pay their respects. Thursday, there will be one more memorial service. Then he will be laid to rest alongside his wife Barbara and daughter Robin, who died when she was 3. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Top senators plan to meet on Thursday to cut a bipartisan deal to curtail U.S. involvement in the war in Yemen while rebuking the Saudi crown prince over the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Oregon Democrat Jeff Merkley.
The president wants to maintain our arms sales to Saudi Arabia, and the Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense are making the calculation that the alliance is more important than Saudi's activities, more important than their activities bombing Yemen and causing the largest humanitarian crisis in the world, more important than killing an American reporter.
The senators are hoping to get the bill on the floor as soon as Monday. As nations gathered for climate talks in Poland, the Global Carbon Project found the world's greenhouse gas emissions rose at a faster pace in 2018 than they did last year. It's the latest evidence that the planet-warming pollution is increasing again after a 3-year lull. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former CBS head Les Moonves' $120 million severance package is on the line. A report by independent investigators found he deliberately lied about the extent of his sexual misconduct and destroyed evidence to protect his reputation and his potential corporate payout. New York Times reporter Rachel Abrams.
This is a story about how the entire system failed in terms of corporate governance, in terms of checking him. There were people at CBS that knew about his efforts to try to cover up his behavior, and a lot of people who didn't do anything about it.
The investigators found more women who accused Moonves of sexual misconduct, including an employee who was allegedly on call to perform oral sex on him. Moonves refutes the account of many of the accusers. Finally, there's some relief at the gas pumps. With more, here's John Clemens.
The national average is now at $2.43. That's down almost 10 cents a gallon. As the price of crude oil falls to about $51 a barrel, the price at the pump continues to fall. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the prices around the country.
Some of the lowest prices in the country, $1.68 per gallon at a station in Denton, Texas, $1.74 a gallon at a station in St. Peters, Missouri, and $1.75 a gallon at a station in Mason, Michigan.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.